Proverbs chapter 31, and we'll get to that in just a second. We're going to talk a little bit about what's in the bulletin today. If you're a guest with us, please fill out that inside flap and take it back here to Betty, and she has a free gift for you. On the back of the bulletin, you can take notes this morning. Today is Happy Mother's Day, so I definitely want to say Happy Mother's Day to everyone that's here and those that are watching online. May the 16th, lots of things happening in May in Leedy and everywhere. May is a big month. May the 16th is baccalaureate at the Leedy Auditorium. May the 21st is the graduation here at the high school auditorium as well. And then you can see the dates for children and youth camp. Please get in your deposits now. We have a few spots remaining, but they're filling up, and so we need to get everybody signed up for that. And you can get with Patricia or myself, and we'll get you signed up. But if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to Proverbs chapter 31 this morning. And I just saw some eye rolls from some ladies around. They're like, Proverbs 31, the Proverbs 31 woman. Okay, I understand you ladies. I promise you, Pastor Mark is not going to beat you up with the Word of God this morning. Amen? That's not what the Word of God is for. All the guys are going, come on, Pastor. No, that's not what the Word is used for. The Word is to bring life and to bring hope and encouragement. Yes, it does bring conviction and change as well. And so there's going to be some challenge go out today. But the most extensive passage in the Bible that lists out character traits of a godly woman is Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31. And this is not a performance checklist of all the things a woman, a wife, and a mother ought to be doing. Rather, it is a representative list, a reminder that this ordinary, mundane list of routine and daily activities that you ladies do every day can and should be done in the fear of the Lord. Amen? And so I'm not here this morning, you ladies, I want you to listen. Guys, don't check out because this is for you too, all right? Because we were called, if you're married here this morning, you're called to be helpmates to one another. Amen? And so, guys, you have a part to play in this as well. And so I'm not here this morning to create performance anxiety, all right? Rather than seeing it as a guilt-producing chapter in chapter 31, this is a clarion call to point to some areas where God can bring about growth in our lives. How many of you ladies want to grow? All right, be stretched. You're going to be stretched this morning, I promise. And how many of you young people in here this morning are looking forward to getting married and starting your own family this morning? Don't be bashful, don't be shy. Grace, I saw that. Grace goes, kind of the half, you know, that's okay. God wants you to, that's a desire that God put within you, all right? And God wants you to desire that. And I saw something, I read a lot of stuff this week because I'm trying to relate to the other gender. Today I've asked Jada questions, I've read a lot of blog posts, blogs from ladies, and there was this lady that wrote this blog, and I told Jada this morning as we were coming in, I said, I'm going to share what she said, and she was talking to young ladies that are not married yet, so this is for you, Grace, that was back there, and the other ladies that I see in here that's not married yet, and she said, become a good thing before the ring. You can post and tweet that, all right? Become a good thing before the ring. We're living in a day and age, guys, where social media has it's crazy what social media has done. You know, I didn't have that when I was growing up. I have nephews, most of them, you know, and I've talked to them about social media. And, guys, there's such things as Snapchat where stuff disappears. You know, sending pictures. And so my nephews, I'm going to share this. Pastor's going to share it straight up this morning. I have nephews telling me that they have girls sending them pictures on Snapchat to try to catch them. That's not how you catch a guy. Because every one of my nephews said, that turned me off more than anything. That made me, I did not want to chase those girls when they sent me that stuff. Be worthy of the chase. Amen. Look at some girl this morning and say, be worthy of the chase. Become a good thing before the ring, young people. All right. Here's Proverbs 31, verse 1. We're going to jump down to verses 10 through 31 here in just a second. That's the main text that we're going to look at. But a lot, and so I'm going to teach you Proverbs 31 this morning. A lot of people don't know this, but the Proverbs 31 was actually came from a mother. And it says this in Proverbs 31, verse 1, "The sayings of King Lemuel, an inspired utterance, his mother taught him." His mother taught him. So this is something that his mom taught him, taught King Lemuel, okay? And we're going to look down verses 10 through 31 here in just a second. But I was thinking this when I was preparing this. Some of you have heard this story before. Some of you haven't. And I was thinking about, in my life, trying to go back in my mind to my earliest memory that I can think of something that my mom taught me. My mom's watching online. Joyce, happy Mother's Day, Mom. And it's a story back that happened to me when I was in first grade. Right? How many teachers do we have in here this morning? Okay, we got a couple teachers in here. You teachers, I know you two are moms, but you also have some major influence at school, being an extension of a mom too, as well. And I think you teach first grade, right, Amanda? Yeah. Well, I had a first grade teacher, and there was things going, you know, don't want to go into all those details about what was going on in her life, but she was bringing that into the classroom, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Hindsight being 2020 and things that I've learned over the years. But when you're in, I used to substitute teach here at Leedy when we lived here in town, and I'm telling you, elementary kids stink. When you send them outside to recess and they come back in, whoa. You know, that's why there's those spray can, you know, the deodorant in those rooms and stuff. Funny side, you know, rabbit trail here was I substitute taught second grade one time. And I got a whole new appreciation for teachers after that day. But I had on this kind of like this nylon polo shirt, I think it was, and it was a 2XL. By the end of the day, it was a 6XL because it had been stretched all the way down to my kneecap. And the kids just hanging on me, you know, Mark, Mr. Haney, and I'm just being pulled all different directions. I came home and I walked in the door about 3:30. At the house, Jada was there, and I just looked at her and said, I need a nap. So I have a whole new appreciation for teachers. But going back to my story, this, you know, kids, you know, when they go outside and they play and they come back in, they stink and all this kind of stuff, you know, the sweat and all that. But our teacher, there was one particular young man in our class that, because of his home life situation, he just stunk all the time. It didn't matter if he was outside or not. And instead of the teacher pulling him aside or talking to his parents or, you know, doing it the right way and doing it privately, kind of a thing, she would just broadcast in class and she would come in and she made a big deal about it. And it was every day, guys. I cannot stress this. It was every day. She would come in there and she'd go, "My gosh, you all stink. Do y'all take baths? Do you know what a bath is?" And blah, blah, blah. And I was very, at first grade, I had a heart that was very soft. I still do, by the way, and I'm 51. Still have this soft heart. And I was very conscientious about it. And I was like, my gosh, I stink. You know, the teacher says I stink, you know. It really got into, I mean, because this was not just a one-time thing saying it. It was every day. And so at that age, it got into my little spirit, man. And I went home, and one day I was at home. We lived in this trailer house. Here's another early memory for you. We lived in a mobile home that I don't even know the dimensions of it. I think it was 12 by 50, really. I mean, it was dinky. And I can remember my dad, whenever the wind would blow, we'd have to pull the TV out from the wall because the wall would bow and knock the TV off the entertainment center. Yeah, we were that wealthy back then. All right, and Dad sold that house. Dad sold that house, I learned, I think for like around $8,000 during the oil boom. It wasn't worth a dollar, I promise you. Yeah, we got a bigger trailer, by the way. But anyway, so that's where we lived at. We had this little bathroom in this house, you know, and I'm taking a bath one night, and my mom came in there, and she told me, she goes, I was scrubbing myself with soap and a washcloth until I was just red from head to toe. And so she said, "Honey, what are you doing?" Because I'd been in the bathroom for a long time doing this. And she said, "I just broke down and started crying and said, the teacher says I stink." And she goes, "Oh, you don't stink, honey. You don't, you know, you're fine." And she explained to me what was going on and all this stuff. And she said this phrase to me, and she said, "Don't scrub yourself." okay? Now, I'm 51 today, and my mom still tells me that sometimes when I talk to her and I tell her, you know, somebody left the church. They don't love me anymore. Mom, don't scrub yourself, okay? And thank God for those that wisdom, guys. I'm still 51, still have a soft heart, you know. And thank God for moms teaching you things. And that I still remember that to this day, what she taught me, and it has helped me in life and business and everything. You know, here's the deal. I'm a great guy. I'm just going to tell you right now. And I'm a great guy to be friends with is what I found out. And here's another thing is if you don't like me, man, you're just missing out. And I have to tell myself that to overcome that deal of what's wrong with me. You know, don't scrub myself. What's wrong? I'm dirty. I'm, you know, smelling my armpits and all those kind of things. But that's the, so to get back to the sayings, and I want you all to think about the things that your mom has taught you growing up. That's one of the little bitty things my mom has taught me, and it stuck with me for this whole time. The sayings of King Lemuel, an inspired utterance his mother taught him. So we're going to get back to this. The human origin of this passage is not the thoughts of a male chauvinist, so I want you to understand that, okay? But rather a godly mother teaching her son the qualities of an excellent woman, a wife, and a mother. That's what Proverbs 31 verses 10 through 31 is. And actually, when I was studying this Proverbs, when she got down to verse 10, it's a poem, and it consists of 22 stanzas, which means each verse written in an alphabetical acrostic, and each stanza begins with the succeeding letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and that is why some similar ideas are repeated within the poem, and that was the reason why she did that, was to help him to remember what an excellent woman, wife, and mother is, and what she looks like and acts like. Now, I'm going to start off with something this morning that I really prayed about and debated on whether I should do this or not, but I came across something that I thought was so profound when I was studying this, and it was another woman that had wrote a blog about the Proverbs 31 woman, and it was funny because I'd read comments on these blogs too, and ladies were just like, I can't ever live up to that. Well, you can't. You can't. You need Jesus to live up to that. You need the wisdom of God to live up to this Proverbs 31 woman. And so this one lady, her name is Jess Connell, I think was her name, that wrote this blog. So I want to give her credit this morning, and she said something that she had learned studying Scripture was sometimes you need to write the exact opposite of what Scripture is saying so that you understand what it's saying so it gets more into you. And so she wrote something out off of Proverbs 31 verses 10 through 31, and she called it the opposite of the Proverbs 31 woman. All right, so I'm going to read that first before we read Proverbs 31. Everybody ready for this? This is some good stuff this morning. It's not actually, I should say, this is bad stuff, what I'm fixing to read you, and then we're going to read the good stuff. All right. A terrible wife, this is how she translated Proverbs 31, 10 through 31, the opposite of a Proverbs 31 woman. A terrible wife is a dime a dozen. She is common, easily found. Her husband feels tense. His heart is never fully at rest around her. She blows through his resources and squanders his contributions. There's never anything left over to invest or to give. The tight finances point to a larger reality. He can't really trust her. She spends more time and energy tearing him down than building him up. Every day of her whole life is spent making him worse off. She sits around aimlessly waiting for opportunities. Her hands are idle because nothing magically comes her way on its own. She does the bare minimum necessary to contribute to the nourishment and care of her family, and sometimes not even that. She can't be expected to go to great lengths to bless her household. She sleeps in and uses her time poorly. Her household often gets to mealtime without anything planned or prepared. Aren't you glad you came to church this morning? All right, very encouraging. She buys things on a whim, spending money on possessions rather than purposeful long-range investments. Remember, I know I'm reading this, but a woman wrote this, okay? So don't throw anything at me. She's weak-willed and weak-bodied and thus unwilling and unable to do the things God has put on her plate. Her efforts are spent unprofitably on things that don't bring fruit. If she's up late, she's doing impractical, useless things or spending her free time as me time. Her skills are few, if any, and what she does do is careless and done poorly. She can't afford to be generous. The money's all gone because she spent it on other things. Her heart and hands are turned inward. Whatever her words say, the result of her actions and inaction reveal that her own desires eclipse the needs of others in her heart. The thought of tragedy or difficulty makes her anxious and fearful because she hasn't properly prepared her home, her family, and herself for these possibilities. She doesn't actively put her mind and creativity to work on improving the basic everyday things in her home. Her husband is ridiculed and thought ill of in their community because of how poorly she's talked about him. Others don't respect him because his wife doesn't either. She spends her time and energies aimlessly and fruitlessly. She puts money in the pockets of merchants rather than the other way around. Weakness, irresponsibility, and indecency are her clothing. She churns with anxiety and fear about the future. Her words are foolish. People around her are negatively influenced by her cynicism and critical attitude. Bitterness and judgments about others regularly spew from her lips. She's stressed and concerned about all manner of things, but oblivious to the realities of what's happening inside her own heart and home. There, her exhaustion and stress boil over into laziness and inaction. Her children rise up and can't wait to get away from her. They curse her, her husband also, and he can't find anything good to say. A woman who fears the Lord is to be praised, but this woman's charm is deceitful and her beauty is in vain. Her hands are fruitless and leave her nothing to enjoy or be praised for. And I see my wife going, ooh, that's ugly. That's why I read that, all right, because now we're going to get to the good stuff. That was written, that wasn't written by Pastor Mark, that was written by another lady, right? She was showing you the exact opposite of a Proverbs 31 woman. So now this is going to make more sense when we read this in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31. It says, a wife of noble character who can find, she is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it's still night. She provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. Now, I know you ladies are saying, hey, she had hired hands to help her do this. Yep, she did. Verse 16 says, she considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and the grasp the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. And as we read that, I know all the ladies are going, I need a nap after reading that. I need a snack and a nap after reading that. But that's the Proverbs 31 woman. That's what King Lemuel's mother said, this is the kind of lady you want to find. This is the kind of woman you want to find to be your wife and to be the mother of your children. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to just bring this into the 21st century, all right, and give you, and if you're taking notes, I see some of you young ones, and I love it when I see those kids taking notes. I'm going to give you 10 things today, and these are 10 daily habits of being the Proverbs 31 woman. 10. Okay, 10. No elbows. I see guys doing elbows to their wives. All right, these are 10. I feel for you. I'm praying for you right now. I saw somebody do the elbow. These are the daily habits of the Proverbs 31 woman. And these are character traits that God wants you to develop. And guys, don't check out, because we help our wives do this as well, all right? Number one, she is a strong household manager. And all the ladies said, amen. All right, and we're going to look at a few verses that go with this out of what we just read. Verse 13, it says, she selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. I know that this is written in that day and age, all right? This is where you go out and you select the right things for your household. You're a bargain hunter. You look for the right things for your household. Proverbs 31, verse 15 says, she gets up while it is still night. She provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. There's something that my wife does for me, guys. And you're going to hear me bragging on my wife a lot this morning. And she did it for me this morning. Taya's even told me, because Taya sees her mama doing these things for me, and Taya has even told me, she goes, Dad, you're spoiled. I said, no, I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord is what I am. But there's something, Jada is, now that we've reached 50, you know, when you reach 50, you start thinking about your health more. It just, you know, in my 20s, 30s, and 40s, never crossed my mind. Now I'm 50, it hits me every day, right? I can't, you know, I mowed the other day, and I had to take a leave and all kinds of stuff just to so I could get out of bed the next morning. And I'm like, golly, this is ridiculous. But Jada, so she's been cooking more healthy for us. So she provides me in the morning, and I've nicknamed it, it's this little bowl of oats with blueberries in it. And so this is what I nicknamed them, my love oats. They're my love oats. And I get them every morning from Jada. And she prepares them and has them in the refrigerator for me. I just got to stick it in the microwave and heat it up, and I'm good to go. All right? And she does that for me. And guys, I've learned something. I wasn't always good at this. We're going to be married for 29. We'll be married 29 years in August the 22nd of this year. And I used to not be, something Jada told me on the way in this morning. She goes, Marcus, she goes, if the guys will just be thankful for their wives and all that they do, all the little bitty things that they do, and say thank you. And so I've been trying to get better at that. Am I getting better, babe? All right, see, I got the amen in here. And she's in church. She can't lie, all right? And so, you know, get better at telling your spouse, I don't care what your age or how long you've been married or how short you've been married, tell them, thank you, you know, for the little bitty things that she does around the house and for your family and for you. And some of you have spouses that work. You definitely need to be thankful for that. And everybody said amen. All right, here's Proverbs 31 to go with number one. Proverbs 31, verse 16 says, she considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. This woman is very entrepreneurial as well. She can think outside the box. Proverbs 31, verse 24, she also has, she makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. So this is just to show you that this woman was very entrepreneurial and was having multiple streams of income come into their house. And everybody said, amen. There's other things that you can do today. I believe today that it's a wise thing, that what I call having a side hustle, amen, and to do some things to bring in extra income, investing in things like that. All right, here, just very practical things, guys, but here's the thing I want you to understand. She did this every day. These were daily things that she did to take care of her spouse, to take care of her family, and it brought honor to God. She honored God by doing this. All right, here's number two, the daily habits of the Proverbs 31 woman. Number two, she takes care of herself physically and spiritually. She takes care of herself physically and spiritually. And this is Proverbs 31, verse 17. I'm not talking about, guys, ladies, not comparing yourself to other ladies and, you know, have to be the perfect 10 and dress, you know, to the nines and all that kind of stuff. But you do take care of yourself physically and spiritually. Proverbs 31, verse 17 says, she sets about her work vigorously and her arms are strong for her task because she takes care of herself. And that's a big thing. One of the things, and you're going to hear me probably say this again in this message, I saw a mother this week that just some things were going on in her home, and I was the only guy that happened to be there when this happened, but there's other mothers around us as well, and she just broke down, and she was under a lot of stress that's going on in her home and at work and different things, and she broke down. I gave her a hug and, you know, told her that everything's going to be all right. But the wisdom that came from other mothers that were there was, let's see, three other mothers that were standing there when this happened, and they all told her, you need to take care of yourself first. You need self-care. You need to get away. You need to get away and have a mental health day, and so that you can come back and be good for your family, but you need to take care of yourself. Ladies, don't let your love tank get empty. All right? You got to stay filled up and, you know, get in the presence of God, you know, taking care of yourself, whatever helps you, that self-care, you know, that you can do for yourself. You need to do that. That's a daily habit that you need to do. You know, and guys, don't check out and say, don't go, yeah, honey, you need to, here's the deal. You make it happen, guys. You say, you know what, we're getting a babysitter, we're getting away, you know, or maybe she needs a girl's night out. You know what, I'm going to stay home, take care of the kids. You go have a girl's night out, right? You know, that self-care, those kind of things, you need to do that. And guys can help. And all the ladies said, amen. All right, here's number three, daily habits of the Proverbs 31 woman. Number three, she is diligent and hardworking. And this is Proverbs 31, verses 18 through 19. It says, she sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the staff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. You know, when you read this, when you read Proverbs 31, when I read it, I can only imagine as a woman reading it. When I read it, I was like, my gosh, did this woman ever sleep? You know, did she ever rest? Did she ever take a day off? And it's scriptural, by the way, to take a day off, to have a Sabbath day, and she did. But she was also, the 6 days that she worked, she was very profitable and doing things for her home. All right, here's number four, the daily habits of the Proverbs 31 woman. She is generous, meaning that she's not stingy. Proverbs 31, verse 20, she opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. Meaning she has eyes for others. She has eyes for others. Jada, one of the things that she does for our home and for other people, I mean, we brought graduation gifts for kids today and all kinds of things, and I know my mom's watching this morning, but my wife takes care of me and buying my mom her Mother's Day gift. And it was so funny because Jada picked out this little heart-shaped deal that had a succulent plant in it, right? Okay? And I gave it to Mom, and Mom was all excited that she got this little plant, got her a few other things. And I said, Mama, and I told her, and I'm saying it again, is Jada did all this and makes me look good. And this is what I told my mom, because it was a succulent plant. I said, Jada makes me not suck. And here's Mom. Happy Mother's Day. So thank God that she is generous. And Jada's always thinking about other people, even before herself, when she goes shopping and does things. And I appreciate that. She's generous, and we all need to be generous, including us guys. Don't be stingy. Okay, number five, we're halfway home. Everybody learning something this morning? Guys, are you learning as well? Okay. Yeah. Everybody needs to wake up in here this morning. All right, here's number five, daily habits of the Proverbs 31 woman. Number five, she is prepared. Proverbs 31, verse 21 says, when it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. And I looked that up because I was like, what does that mean? And actually, in Hebrew, that word scarlet was that she made clothing. You know, they had to make a lot of their clothing back then, but she made sure that her kids had on double garments when they went outside in the cold, meaning she was preparing for their kids on what they would wear. And because she was prepared, that was just one of the ways. She's prepared for the future as well. Here's number six. She is well-dressed and her home is attractive, all right? That doesn't mean that she's, like I said earlier, you know, it's not saying that you can't have a PJ day, pajama day, and a day of rest, but she is well-dressed and her home is attractive. Proverbs 31, verse 22, she makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. And when I was reading that, I was thinking about Jada, and I love how Jada decorates our home. How many of you guys appreciate how your wives decorate your homes? Oh, I do. Yeah, you better raise your hands. And but in our bedroom, Jada, when she decorates our home, our bedroom has a bunch of pillows on the bed that I can't use, right? That they have to be thrown off into the floor before you get in bed. And we recently had to buy a new mattress and box springs and all that, and Jada was so particular that I'd have just went and bought just some regular old white sheets, right? But no, we have to go get the best sheets there are with the high thread count, And you know what? I'm thankful that she took care of that, because it feels good when I get into bed at night. That high thread count, it means something. I really don't understand it all, but it means something. She understands it. I just sleep in it, and I'm like, praise God that she got this. But I'm still trying to figure out why I can't use those pillows. But I do know this, when I walk into the room, I just go, ah, because I see all those pillows. I'm just ready to get in bed. But then I have to throw them off on the floor. But thank God. All right, she makes coverings for her bed. Guys, she knows what she's doing. Amen. All right, here's number seven. The seventh habit. She is strong and doesn't worry. Oh, wow. This is a big one for ladies, I know. And this is Proverbs 31, verse 25. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. And here's the emphasis that's on this. She's not worried about what happened in the past. She's not worried about the future. She just takes one day at a time, and she enjoys each day with her spouse and with her family. She is strong and doesn't worry. If you're a warrior, you need to read Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34, because Jesus told us, do not worry. In fact, I'm going to go a little bit further with this, is anything that is not of faith, the Bible says, is sin. So we're not supposed to worry. If you're a believer, we're not supposed to worry. And you're like, well, Pastor Mark, how do I overcome that? Well, that's the renewing of the mind, okay? God's got you. Look at somebody and say, God's got you. So don't worry. She is strong and doesn't worry. All right, here's number eight. Number eight, she is wise and yet kind. I could redneck phrase that in another way, and you know what I'm talking about. She is wise, but she's not a smart aleck, okay? All right? Yeah, some of you got that. Some of you will get it at lunchtime today. Proverbs 31, verse 26 says, she speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She's wise, but she's kind about how she does it. And everybody said, okay, I'm going to tell off on something that Jada did to me recently. I've opened the door for this in my own life. I said, honey, if I get up in front of people, you know, as a pastor, I have to do a lot of talking. And I said, if I say anything that is stupid, that's dumb, I'm giving you the privilege of calling me out on it, because I want to get better at being a pastor and getting up and speaking. And so if I say something that just makes me look like an idiot, which I probably think I've already said something that has, and I'll hear about it going home, but I want to get better at that. And so this happened just a few weeks ago. But the way she did it, she was so wise and so kind how she did it, because she could have just tore me a new one, right? But and really tore me down. But she goes, remember, honey, when you told me that I could tell you? And I said, yeah. She goes, now I don't want you to get defensive or hurt and hurt your feelings. I was like, yeah. I was like, here it comes, you know. And so she was preparing me, and she was talking in that real sweet voice, and so she had it prepared. And she said, there's sometimes when you talk, and she goes, I'm just going to tell you, it just sounds really dumb. And she goes, but I love you, honey, I love you. And she goes, it's when you start talking, and you go, and yada, yada, yada. I'll say that when I'm talking, because I'll just say, you know, we went down there, and yada, yada, yada. And she goes, honey, that sounds so dumb. And she goes, you do it even when you're preaching God's word. You'll say, and yada, yada, yada. She goes, I don't think God goes yada, yada, yada. Okay, I was like, okay, your point's been made, all right. And I was like, yada, yada, yada. No, I didn't. I wanted to, but I didn't. It was so funny, because a few days later, her and I were just talking, and I did it. It has become a habit where I just went, and yada, 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 and she looked at me like, uh-huh, yeah. Like, okay, get out of that. All right, so she is wise and yet kind. Ladies, there's a way, and I'm just saying this, and this goes for the men too, there's a way to bring constructive criticism to your spouse. You need to be wise about it and be kind about it. And we do need each other. And everybody said amen. All right, here's number nine. Number nine is, she isn't lazy. Proverbs 31, verse 27, she watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. So she's not a lazy person. And thank God the ladies here today are not lazy. And everybody said amen. You better say amen, men. All right, number 10, and this is where it all comes down to at the last of this, how she's able to do all the rest of the previous things, these daily habits that I've given you in Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31, is that she fears God. She has a relationship with God, and she fears the Lord. And this is Proverbs 31, verses 30 through 31. Because in and of yourself, guys and ladies, you can't do this. You need God's help to be that Proverbs 31 woman. It says, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring praise at the city gate. And everybody said, amen. All right, last thing today is I want to just sum up everything that we just said today. My sermon in a sentence is this. The woman who fears the Lord, believing there is gospel purpose in all that she does, even in the mundane daily routines at home, who looks to Christ in her daily struggles and her readily apparent inadequacies, is an effective gospel warrior rightly praised in the kingdom of God. I know that's a mouthful, but that's a big old run-on sentence that basically sums up Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31. So if you're sitting by mama today, say Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. All right. I want everyone to bow your heads in here this morning. And just want to make sure that everyone here, all the ladies here, all the guys here, everybody that's here this morning, those that are watching online, those that are going to be listening to this on the radio, I just want to make sure that you are saved, that you know the Lord. I don't want you to leave here today having any doubts or anything. And this is called the prayer of salvation. It's very simple. The Apostle Paul taught us in Romans chapter 10. He said, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then it says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So I want to lead you in this prayer of salvation. And even if you are saved and you know it, I want you to repeat this prayer with them. Say, Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. I believe you are the Son of God, and you died on the cross for me and rose again on the third day. Please forgive me of my sins and create a clean heart in me. Renew my spirit so I can hear your voice. I accept you as my Savior. You are my Lord. Thank you for saving me. And everybody said, amen. Amen. If that's the first time you've prayed that prayer, your next step of obedience is following the Lord in water baptism, and we can do that next Sunday. You just get with me, and we'll get that lined out for you. All right, I want everybody to stand up in here, and I'm going to speak a blessing over you this morning. Jada, will you come up here with me? And we're going to speak this blessing over you. This is out of Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. Okay, and we have a gift for the ladies this morning, right? For everybody that leaves here today, okay? We have a gift. Okay, I'm going to speak this blessing over you. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may the Lord give you his peace. May the Lord bless your going out and your coming in today. May the Lord anoint you to fulfill the divine destiny that God has given to you. May everything that is brought against you be crushed by the protection that God himself shall provide. May you be blessed in your health. May you be blessed in your relationships. May your children and your children's children be blessed, because they are the heritage of the righteous. From this day forward, as you submit yourselves to the Christ of the cross, may your lives be filled with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory, and with peace that surpasses all understanding. May your home, as the Word of God says, be as the days of heaven on earth. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it. And everybody said, amen. Happy Mother's Day. And we have a free gift back here for you, too. Amen. And we have muffins in the back for you moms, too. So get some muffins. You can have them for dessert after lunch today.